sedan was probably a little bit larger than the Oldsmobile you've got. It was really almost as big as a sedan, but it didn't have two doors. It had a full-size back seat. You know, no cramped legroom. And then, of course, a four-door sedan was just a four-door sedan.
Okay, what about a real large, pretentious type of car? How would you refer to this?
Call it either a limousine or a limited. They called, they had, like they would have a friend of mine had a Buick Limited, which was a seven-passenger car. But it wasn't a limousine because it didn't have a separate compartment for the driver.
Seven-passenger?
Yeah. It had two seats that folded out from behind the front seat. Two little jump seats. They were Catholics, and they had so many children that they always kept. See, station wagons, they didn't make them. So they took all their children to church in the seven, in the limited.
And they, do they make them like this now? Except
I guess the big Cadillacs are equal to the limiteds that we used to have. And you've seen that long Mercedes that some boy drives, used to drive Sandy Springs. That's undoubtedly a limited. It's probably got two jump seats behind the front seat. So I guess really it'd be an eight-passenger car. Three in the front seat, three in the back, two on the jump seats. Whereas a limousine, so you had with the true limousines that I used to remember had just a canvas cover over the driver's compartment. And in pretty weather, he would roll that back. He'd be driving exposed to the weather. And there was a glaze behind him, and the people that owned it would be riding in the enclosure in the back. And I think most limousines had jump seats, too. Packards,
yeah.
Cadillacs, Lincolns. I think really back then, Packards and Lincolns were the best cars. Cadillac and LaSalle hadn't quite arrived yet. LaSalle has come and gone since then.
That was a brand?
Yeah, LaSalle was a junior Cadillac, like a Bentley is a junior Rolls Royce.
I thought they still had LaSalle.
No, they quit making them in 39 or 40.
All right, how do you refer to small delivery trucks?
Pickups?
Yeah.
I guess, or vans. Yeah.
And then the area of the car where your speedometer is located?
The dashboard.
Okay, and this, you refer to this as that entire, that whole area underneath the windshield?
Yeah.
Okay. then the little place on the right, side of the car where you might keep
glove compartment.
What might you use to stretch around a lot of maps to keep them together?
A rubber band.
Okay. Do you have any other terms for this? And then if you just had a few sheets of paper, what might you connect them with? Not a rubber band, but a
paper clip.
Okay. Any other things you might
I think people call them gem clips, but I don't.
Okay. And then the area of the car where you keep your spare time.
Trunk.
Okay. And then in the automatic cars, you either have your brake pedal, and the other pedal that you have is your, how do you refer to
accelerator.
Okay, you call it your accelerator.
Yeah.
Any other terms you might use?
I could call it the gas pedal, but I don't do that. I call it the accelerator.
Okay. what